Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Mystery, Miracles, and Mysticism. I'm your host, Vanessa, and welcome to the show. So there has been so much going on cosmically in this last month. And really, I'm saying month because that's the last time I did the show. And so you are very welcome to join me at this show. This show is dedicated to Almeen. She is world leading mystic and seer of our time. So for those who have not seen Spiritual Journeys yet, it's on a website and you can check it out, www.spiritualjourneys.com. Now, I am giving you the most recent cosmic updates that I have right now. Why has the world gone mad and what to do about it? Plus more cosmic updates. So let's get the juicy, delicious updates going, shall we? Okay, because what I'm reading to you is actually on Almeen's website, but you know, I have fun doing this radio show. I really enjoy it, and I really love sharing with you the beautiful music that Almeen brings through. It's all black and white, like frequency, which is alchemical sound. It's quite a rare gift, and it's very good for healing properties, as well as many other things that we do not know yet about. So I would like to mention, basically what's been going on. I don't know if I'm going to go back as far as a month, but I will read you, say, certain things, questions that were asked. What about racial prejudice? Can you, in your opinion, about why racial prejudice still seems to be found in our schools and society and what to do about it? Almeen's answer to this is, in foreign lands, young men bleed and die to uphold what they believe to be the American ideal of land of the free, home of the brave. It's like an ancient sacred language wants to come through as I'm speaking, but I'm going to continue on now. But is there a greater enslavement than being trapped in a life of mediocrity because of repetitive denigrating? Like water wearing down stone, minorities everywhere are programmed by social conditioning to see themselves as less. The incalculable loss of human potential is damaging not only to the individual, but to the nation as a whole. We should leave no stone unturned to restore the faith and hope of achievement to those who have suffered racial prejudice. Why has this happened? There is a universal law that we strengthen what we oppose. When soul groups want to boost to their evolution an increase in strength, they volunteer to be in such a position. It is in honoring the gifts of diversity that we can help restore the dignity of the downtrodden. Through significant strides in the right direction have been made over the last few decades, much remains to be done. That's from Almeen. Through much is taken, much remains. And that's an excerpt from the poem Ulysses by Lord Alfred Tennyson. So quite a pertinent piece there on that. I just thought to share with you in case you were wondering if any of you experienced that in your reality. So moving onwards. By the way, anyone who hasn't purchased a time map, you can actually purchase them on the store because the Almeen posts the free mantras while she's making them free. She's making them available. There's, you know, over 300 mantras, basically. And she's sharing them on her website, and you can read them every day, and they are so inspiring and beautiful. But when you get a time map, you get a mantra that's your cosmic time birthday, your cosmic birthday, basically. Your time birthday? I didn't say that right. It's your cosmic birthday because you have a mantra, and when your cosmic time map is created, that is like a cosmic birthday, and your mantra is there, and that is so pertinent because that's how I feel how much you must live and embody that specific mantra for for that particular day on behalf of the many, the one and the many, the entire cosmos, which is, if you actually really integrate that on a deeper level, from the level of awareness that I'm expressing at right now, because, you know, I'm still working with the time up and, you know, it's been challenging for me. I'll be honest, it has been quite challenging. And I'm grateful that I have the time up, because if I integrate on what I'm saying on a deeper level, your cosmic birthday, it's actually profound that you may live and embody that specific mantra for the entire cosmos, which is your own sacred mantra, and you have your own cosmic personal time map on top of the actual cosmic time map. So it all intersects and intertwines and part of the one. Of very incredible. What a gift to give yourself. But if you want to find out more about that, you can check it out on the store. I'm sure there's an audio actually that Alvin has about that too. So the other thing that recently happened, which I wish to share with you, is the third stage of resurrection webinar. That happened on the 15th of October. And I have to say, it was absolutely incredible. It was quite late here in Ireland. It was around 3 in the morning. It started 2 or 3 in the morning. I'm glad I actually worked and I came home and slept for a couple of hours. And I was so happy I did that, because it kind of went on for nearly an eternal time, where you just feel like the amount of information that comes through is so profound that you're still trying to integrate it. Even now, I'm going back to listen to pieces because I'm still integrating what Amin was saying, and how to actually, you know, how the potencies of light are so incredibly important, and also how to live certain equations so that you have equations, you know, from the very first resurrection. And, you know, you can live those every day, and then you have the tones of glad expectations, and then you have the tones, 144 tones of love, 144 tones of glad expectations, 144 tones from the first resurrection as well, and they all assist in activating the magenta light, the violet light, and the golden light. All together, they make white light, which creates the sacred white light. You become an impervious white light, basically, and it cancels out demonic influences. All of this, where you just will not be affected by any of it or any black magic, as far as I'm aware. So this happened, and it was a really incredible event that took place. And I have to say, I am so grateful to have had the privilege to have taken part in that. Some of the information that Almin has given is so incredible. And, you know, she mentioned in some, like, in Messages for Life Workers, she had mentioned there is, for anyone who can't afford to do some of the online courses, I would strongly suggest that you consider doing lightworkers.com. Go to lightworkers.com. It's only $19.99 a month. And the questions that are coming up there are so profound and give so much information and inspiration, actually, because the questions that are being asked on behalf of the cosmos. That's my feeling. Otherwise, they wouldn't be arising within the ones that are drawn to Amin's work, you know. So they are very profound. And something that came up, I think, was to do with death vibrations. And so Amin said these will be removed if we actually start to live the tones, the 144 tones of glad expectations, which births in the golden light. So it's really profound to actually start getting it on a deeper level, how these can actually start affecting your life. So if I read maybe the first one of, you know, say one of the equations, becoming for the magenta light, becoming the self-responsible source of our environment, plus adoration of the infinite. If you live this fully, this particular one, Folly, for one day even, you're going to start activating the beautiful magenta light. And then we have the tones of glad expectation. I'll read the first one to you, becoming one with nature. How beautiful. And that, actually, sorry, no, I have to make a correction. I will read the first one from the violet light. So this is from the second, for the second resurrection, I think. Tones of love, rapturous anticipation. That's the first one. And then the second, and then the first one on the, and that will activate the violet light. So if you live that and express it, rapturous anticipation, feel it, you know. And then even when I read these, I can't help but feel, nearly feel what it's like, and just feel such, oh, it's like my entire being gets swept with this beautiful feeling. And it's just beautiful to know that they're here and we can actually start to embody them and integrate them more, you know, and how they would affect our lives. And then the first one on the 144 tones of glad expectations, which also is the equation of the golden light, the first one, becoming one with nature. So that is so exquisitely beautiful. So becoming the self-responsible source of our environment, plus adoration of the infinite, plus rapturous anticipation, plus becoming one with nature. What a beautiful equation to live for that day, if you choose to, or for any moment stretched into an eternal moment. How beautiful is that? So that's just an example of some of the things that were touched upon, and we were gifted from doing this online course. Amin also mentioned that reprogramming the body, and also how nothing is irreplaceable. I mean, I could read to you for hours the notes that I have taken, actually, because the information is so in-depth that it's just interesting. If you feel to do the online course, all I can say is just consider it. And, you know, there are so many things touched upon. You get, you know, all of the equations for the violet light, the violet, you know, the golden light and the white light, and also the magenta light. And you have these beautiful wheels that you get that you can put them under your chairs, and they help to activate the sacred light. Now, I mean, touched upon the unanswered questions. First of all, establishing the resurrected being, the unanswered questions, magical properties of activated light, tonal luminosity in action, trouble in paradise, struggle for supremacy, reprogramming the body, matter, our tyrant, superseding material life, becoming a contradiction, much more. I mean, there's so much there, you know. It's worth having a, it's not too late to do it, and if you feel to do it, I would highly recommend it. That's all I can say, because it is very beautiful. So the other thing I would like to touch upon, maybe I will actually play some beautiful music for you from Amin, and then I will come back with a new topic. So let us now play Sirius C in the Treetops, because I really love this song, because it helps to activate inner wild woman. So let's give it a whirl, and if you feel to dance, please do so.
Thank you.
And welcome back to the show. If you've just joined me, this is Mystery, Miracles, and Mysticism, and I'm your host, Vanessa. You are very welcome to be here. So moving onwards, yes, much more to tell. Okay, what else has happened on spiritual journeys or cosmically? Well, let's see. Why the world has gone mad and what to do about it. Okay. So let's just have a little read of what Amin said, because, you know, being bombarded by so many negative things, that Amin explains really why this has happened. So she says, becoming, okay, let's first of all read here. It says, it is the integration of opposites that mind cannot cope with. It is used to labeling and then giving value to opposites. This is good and that is bad. It doesn't know what to do when those two merge. And that's from Amin. So becoming a contradiction. In this chapter of Amin's upcoming webinar experience, The Golden Light of the Third Stage of Resurrection, she discusses the metaphysics of questions and answers, specifically the function of demons as embodying the chaos, the unanswered questions. Lest the chaos spills into our world. So as far as I'm aware, the demons now, well, represent the unanswered questions. And when we start to emit the white light, we will have the answers to the questions, as far as I'm aware, because we become an Akashic record, which is kind of incredible. So it's surrendering to, it's surrendering mind altogether, as far as I'm aware, part of the third resurrection was to actually let go of mind completely and just totally, I think the important thing was to actually let go of mind. And because we just have to dissolve reason and deductive and reason, and just to allow effortless knowing to be our guidance. So it's really totally removing the mind. So anyway, in this chapter of Amin's, okay, so we experienced that, we learned about it on the upcoming, or what happened in the third stage of resurrection. So I've just read to you there. So the three stages of resurrection in which we move beyond the duality of body and soul, life and death, awake and dream, masculine and feminine, represent the steps through which the body learns to supersede matter, becoming made of brilliant white light that contains all knowledge of individuation. That is, all answers to all possible questions, the true meaning of the Akashic records. Kind of incredible. Until then, the increase in insanity is a kind of fallout that can arise when a world entrenched in mind becomes affected by the few entering into resurrection. Their minds, become befuddled by becoming a contradiction and are not equipped to bridge the gap of knowledge between opposite poles. Between the questions and answers, the key is to bridge the gap with the golden light of glad expectations. The third stage of resurrection, removing the need for creatures that embody chaos. So I feel when she's saying that is removing demons, because they embody chaos. So if we go to the third stage of resurrection, then there should be no need for actually demons anywhere, which would be kind of incredible. And that means not in the soul realm either, or soul realm or something like that, Amin mentioned. So you want to find out more? Consider the golden light of the third stage of resurrection. Check out the store. It's well worth having a look at. All right, moving onwards, what else happened? So at least you know why there's so many crazy things happening on the earth. You know, this person died, that person did this, and the other person did that. It's because of the resurrection that's happening. You know, you're hearing people who are, well, I don't know if you are, but, you know, they're trying to broadcast it out everywhere on the news, and people doing some crazy things. So, you know, that's apparently kind of a side effect of what's happening with when this is, you know, mind is merging. So until we actually start to emit the white light, we have got to actually live these holy and sacred equations as much as possible. So, okay, more changes since the resurrection. Some websites are closing this year. And so it's just spiritual journeys are actually notifying people who follow D.P. Amin's work. The third stage resurrection webinar has already initiated a number of significant changes, including the spiritual mastery website is undergoing a major upgrade under the hood. This is in inverted commas, by the way. And so interesting, because I was on my way home from work today and I saw this guy with his head under the hood of his car. And it really stood out in my awareness. He was pulled in onto the left-hand side of the hard shoulder, we call it in Ireland. And so he was on the left-hand side and pulled right in off the road. And he was doing work under the hood. And I observed it because it was really in my awareness. And I was, you know, going, you know. And his, anyway, so the work has been done under the hood by the masculine, so it seemed. Yeah, on the left-hand side of the hard shoulder. How interesting. And sorry, I'm just realizing what I was seeing. Sorry. And is being recreated from the ground up on a temporary location. Participants of Messages from the Future, which is an online course actually that you can still buy, and that's supposed to be absolutely incredible, because there is a device on that you can learn how to time travel, which is amazing. And I've not yet done that online course, but I really hopefully will at some stage. And so you can learn how to time travel on that. And I know Almin had mentioned that the Sari Desi Sattva yoga music is connected now with the time travel, as far as I'm aware, but I'm not sure yet how and what that's about, but I really want to find out more. Okay, so I may play some of that music for you this evening, actually. So Messages from the Future are already active on the new site, and if you've purchased any of Almin's webinars, you'll be able to see, you'll be able to access these there too. So there's links on this on spiritualmastery.com. Almin TV closes down at the end of the year. What else is closing? I Am Presence closes at the end of the year, and we will not be providing a download service after the site is closed, so please be sure you have downloaded all materials that are downloadable. And there's a link for iampresence.com. Then you have the ascension.net kind of website that closes at the end of the year. It's not yet clear what will replace the network, except to say that it will be a much more inner circle than Ascension ever was. In other words, for dedicated students of Almin only. So my feeling is those who are really into Almin's work. That's on www.ascension.net. So lots of changes happening with spiritual journeys by the looks of things. Now, I would like to read one of the mantras, or the mantra for today, and this is from the Cosmic Time Map. I travel an unburdened journey through eternity by releasing the past and keeping only its inspiration. How beautiful is that? So be inspired by, you know, what we experienced in our lives and the gems that come through that. The fluid, the beautiful gems that actually come through our experience of what we experienced and the perception we gain and maybe insights received. And on that note, let us read the rune of the week. And this is for October the 24th to the 30th. Fluid perception. Okay. It will be, I call the angel's name El Savrik, and I ask that this holy and sacred rune be activated within my being and all that hear it, and that it be of divine intent only. For fluid perception, it will be to your advantage to be very fluid in changing directions or courses of action, or to be flexible with yourself and others. Upside down, you or someone else is being too rigid. So, a note from Amin then. Generosity begets increase. Be generous with others and with yourself. Allow yourself enough time to fulfill obligations, enough time to rest, to eat, with grace, to go to the bathroom, see the needs of others, and give at the level they are willing to receive. With gratitude, receive the blessings the day brings. With aware appreciation, acknowledge that you are the abundant source of manifesting your bounty. Grateful for that beautiful note from Amin. And if you're interested, you can also get a Rune app, and that's brilliant to put on your phone. I have to say, it's very handy. You can just, you know, pick a random rune for that day, and very, very, very convenient, I have to say. And if not, you can also buy the beautiful cards, and they are exquisite to have, I have to say. I really do love them. On that note, I'm excited about one other thing. And I'll share it with you because I am really excited about it. And I feel this is answering one of the questions that, you know, so many questions came up. You know, why does the golden age have to take so long? You know, unicorn sham civilization, conversation with my daughter about exercise, and also what's coming up tomorrow, which I can't wait to see the answer to. Do the original ones die physically? So the question is, regarding the messages from the future, do the first and second wave of original ones stay on Earth in physical form for this entire period? Or do we die physically and have to come back into the Earth plane? Secondly, did you see us by the future point in time where Earth is led by the leading philosophers, artists, etc. in physical form? With this work in going into resurrection, do we physically stay on Earth? I do not want to have to die. Now, because I've done the actual, this came up for me. This did come up for me, and I feel it's an answer to, there was a couple of us who actually, you know, resonated with this. And I think if it's our question, I feel it's our question that the three of us put together, and I'm looking forward to seeing the answer to it tomorrow. But since I did the online course with Anne in the webinar of the resurrection, I feel that she answered that question, because we have to remove the death vibrations from within our beingness, or whatever it is. If we're not expressing the tones of glad expectations, then there could be vibrations, death vibrations that could leak in. So it's kind of very, I feel, imperative to actually clear the body of that, and to have glad expectations in our lives. And I have just read to you one of the tones of the glad expectations. So, you know, they are actually quite imperative. So definitely worth checking out the webinar Resurrection. And because we live in a place of no time, there is no time, so you can do it whenever you want and whenever suits you. And on that note, my beautiful, beautiful life family who choose to listen to this show, I would like to bid you good night. And I will be on air again. And just keep an eye out for the show. I will post it on Facebook. You can check out Vanessa Power on Facebook. And also, let me just see. I'm going to play to you maybe two pieces, and I'll just say goodnight right now. And just my deepest gratitude to each and every one of you. And this one is called Through the Doorway of the Moment. And this is from the Saridesi Sattva Yoga. Enjoy it in this moment.